Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. So supermarkets across Texas are running desperately low on food. This crisis is just not letting up. Apparently, the state is continuing to reel from the effects of a deadly winter storm and freeze. 7 million people were placed on boil water orders. 325,000 people without power for now day five. And apparently you are seeing desperate Texans in long lines waiting outside grocery stores. And unfortunately, by the time they did get to the grocery store, shelves were bare. Extreme weather conditions, lack of power in the state since Storm Uri struck 5 days ago, has now kickstarted a growing crisis in the supply chain of food. Rolling blackouts have had to spoil fresh produce. Treacherous roads prevented delivery trucks from arriving to replenish stock. HEB is a major Texas grocery chain, according to Daily Mail, has more than 400 stores in Texas and Mexico, and said the unprecedented weather event in Texas has caused a severe disruption to its supply chain and even forced 10 of its stores to close. Like many other Texans are experiencing, the disruption is complicated by power and outages. For HEB, this means temporary impacts to manufacturing, warehousing, store operations, and daily lives of employees. And I'm looking right now at pictures of it is just... It's a shame. It's a shame to see, you know, store shelves empty. And, you know, we had talked about, we always talk about what our prep kit should be, you know, and people will, you know, send me theirs. And, of course, they got the guns and they got the bullets and, you know, they got, and I agree. You do need to have a weapon. We just don't know what, unfortunately, you know, can happen and how people can change at a drop of a dime when a crisis comes into play. But people just don't seem to have enough food. They don't. And well, here's the thing. I think what it is many of us go to the grocery store and stock up on food. I did. I stocked up on food during the first week of the pandemic. I didn't really buy a lot of toilet paper because, you know, I got boys. They really rarely use it, to be honest. I use most of the toilet paper in the house. But we ate most of the food. I had orange juice, and I tried to get the orange juice that didn't have to be frozen. And we ate most of the provisions in a week. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second here. We bought a lot of things for the freezer, but unfortunately, it shows that people were unprepared. We've gotten very, very spoiled in this day and age. Unfortunately, and it's really tragic. Nobody would have ever thought living in Texas, you would have had to lose water, not have the ability to have water in your house or electricity. So mind you, I mean, they have every reason to be taken off guard. But when I see food shelves just completely decimated, you just wonder, you know, for the 5 days, didn't people have things in the freezer? Didn't they have? Now, I get it. If you have things in your freezer and you have no electricity, they're fine. If you can't cook them or heat them, it's a problem. But what about canned foods? What about, I don't think we, because we've been so spoiled and we have Uber Eats and we have fast food, we haven't thought of what happens if there's a calamity. I mean, my grandparents, you know, they came from the whole, you know, World War II ration days. Well, my American grandparents, my other grandparents were, you know, fleeing the Holocaust and Nazi Germany and Austria and Poland and all that. But my Polish family died. My Polish family was killed. But the German and Austrian, one family from each was able to escape. But we, you know, back then, anybody that listened to the stories knew, okay, you need to have a pantry, you need to have canned food, you need to have the ability to boil water, you need to be able to make a fire. We had those survival instincts. We just don't have that anymore. Now, fruit and vegetable crops in the Rio Grande Valley have frozen over. They called it the Valentine's Day Produce Massacre. School districts from Houston to Fort Worth have been forced to indefinitely halt meal distributions to students. Texas Department of Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said dairy farmers around the state are having to pour $8 million worth of milk down the drain every day because they are unable to get it to the dairies. So the food chains are completely getting broken up. They say between the current strain on grocery stores and the potential for huge demands to the state's agricultural sector, officials have warned that the storm could hamper food access for weeks to come. To make matters worse, they say access to fresh drinking water is also becoming increasingly scarce in Texas. And drinking water, people have been told to boil water. 7 million people had been under orders to boil tap water before drinking it. You would have never thought that something like this, 2021. By the way, 2021 was not the godsend year that we all expected, right? Everybody said, let's just get through 2020. 2021 will be amazing. And I, you know, really? Did you guys pick, have you picked up on that? I think it has been as traumatic and dramatic and not going easy at all. Hopefully by the summer we'll see some better news. So anyway, more than 325,000 homes and businesses still, I believe as of now, don't have power. They're down from 3 million on Wednesday. Governor Greg Abbott ordered the state's natural gas producers to sell fuel to in-state power generators and demanded answers from the state's electricity supplier for the catastrophic failure. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of finger-pointing. In fact, apparently, the power grid is separated from the rest of the country, and it's not under the same regulatory oversight from what we understand. So Texas can't borrow power from other states. You guys might understand more about the power than I do, because people are like, I don't understand this. How can Texas be off the grid whereas other states aren't? It's apparently it was a different setup, and I don't understand it. But the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, manages the power grid, said that frozen wind turbines and limited natural gas supplies cause higher than normal power generation outages. Then additional failures sharply worsen the outages. So for those of you that want to help, they're going to need blood. Donate to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. Red Cross also could definitely use money to help supply food. So please visit their website and help any way you can. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Jennifer from Asperia asks if a swollen lymph gland is normal after a COVID vaccine. So let's just quickly kind of review some of the COVID vaccine reactions. They're anywhere from mild to, unfortunately, some of them are severe. And the more common ones, so after you get your COVID vaccine, and mind you, I've only had my first. I'm supposed to get my second next week. I was supposed to get it this week because this is the three-week mark, but there weren't any appointments available, so I'm getting it next week. And there is some leeway on when you could get your next shot. They've found it doesn't have to be exactly 3 weeks for Pfizer or 4 weeks for Moderna. It's ideal, but yeah. And so the vaccine side effects that I incurred was I was really nauseous that first that first day, actually a few hours. And then after the nausea, I just kind of felt kind of tired. Now, again, I was probably thinking about it. You know, because all the news comes to me, you know, so I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, am I going to have a problem? I just got a little nervous. And then I got achy. My arm got sore, but not just the arm that I got the vaccine in. Most of my muscles got sore. And the reason why I got sore, I believe, is because I think I have fibromyalgia, and nothing I need to take medication for. I still work out. I still do what I need to, but every now and then, maybe let's say once a year or every couple years, my muscles just tense and I'm just achy. Sometimes I can barely move. And then I just take a hot shower, try to sleep it off. Maybe I'll take a muscle relaxant if I have one. And then luckily in a day or so, I do better. So I have that. So I'm wondering if it just kind of induced my fibromyalgia. I was tired. I did have a headache. I didn't get a fever. I didn't get any injection site swelling or redness, which you could. But swollen lymph nodes, even though I didn't get, can be a side effect. I had a patient the other day on telemedicine who had swollen lymph glands in her neck. There's been reports of swollen lymph glands under the arm. So having an axillary lymphadenopathy really scares people who are being evaluated for breast cancer. Remember I told you it might kind of mess people up a little bit in terms of you're going in for your screening mammogram. You had a vaccine and or some sort of other, shall we say, screen. You might be getting an MRI. And then all of a sudden there are swollen lymph glands in your underarm area. And you're thinking, oh, my gosh, breast cancer. And they had suggested that maybe do your screening before your shot or maybe weeks after your second dose. Because if not, it could look like you're having some sort of breast pathology. My mammogram's not due till May, so hopefully I can, you know, be fine then. But it's obviously, so yes, to answer your question, Jennifer, swollen lymph glands can be a side effect. We do recommend, though, that any side effect you get that is concerning you, to make sure a provider checks that out. Because this vaccine is new, and we don't want to blame a condition on a vaccine. So this woman in Detroit, I think her name was Debbie Hansen. She was a news anchor, a previous news anchor in Detroit who died one day after her vaccine. Her family thought that her side effects were vaccine related and she ended up having a stroke. Now, whether the stroke was caused by the vaccine or not, they're investigating. But the last thing we want is coincidentally, you're having a heart attack or a stroke or sepsis or some other major medical issue and it gets attributed to, well, you know what, they had the vaccine and it gets blamed onto the vaccine. Now, we are hearing many people having a metallic bitter taste in their mouth within hours of receiving a COVID vaccine. This is not supposed to be permanent. It's supposed to go away in a few hours. Some people, it might not go away for about a week. This abnormal sense of taste kind of makes people a little panicked. They're like, why do we, you know, have this? Usually, if somebody who wasn't vaccinated has a weird taste in their mouth, we'll check them for vitamin deficiencies, especially zinc. Sometimes we'll attribute it to their smoking. Some medications can do that. I don't know if you've ever taken Bioxin or clarithromycin. It gives you a horrible taste in your mouth. I was in medical school, and I'm sitting there in class, and I didn't put the two together, and I was scared by what I was, like, tasting this weird taste. I'm like, what is it? So I ran to the student health center, and they go, well, you were given Bioxin for a sinus infection or something a few days later, before. I had no idea. Thyroid disorder could cause a weird metallic taste, diabetes, having an infection, like a fungal infection in the mouth or a bacterial or viral infection. Dry mouth could give you a weird taste, dental issues, pregnancy, menopause, liver disease, seizures, head trauma. God forbid somebody has cancer in the brain. That could cause a change in your taste. Even depression could do that. So there's a lot of issues. Sinus problems can cause metallic taste in the mouth. But people want to know, but why after the shot? Well, we don't know. You know, could it be that after a vaccine or after a pharmacological agent, it causes changes in your saliva production? Or maybe it can affect the cranial nerves that could affect your taste. Maybe your sinuses change, and that could cause a modification. So it's still a mystery. We don't know. But it's something we're watching out for. You know, fortunately, in my patient population, I'm not seeing a lot of people have bad reactions to the vaccine. So that's good. Matey writes about arm redness and arm pain. When is that supposed to go away? So many people that get a vaccine, and keep the calls and questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's something called a vaccine reaction, where within a day or so, your arm starts to get really red. And it is a nice, perfect circle. And it's warm to the touch, and so you think it's infected. But it's just too perfect a circle, and it almost looks like you were injected with something. That fluid caused a local reaction, and the amount of your inflammatory juices that are trying to wall it off or deal with it take up that space. So as a physician, we could see a mile away if it's just a vaccine reaction to your arm. Where we start to get a little nervous that maybe you have an infection is if the redness starts to expand. If you start feeling feverish. Yesterday I had a patient where there was a red line starting to go down, and the redness didn't come on until a week or two after the reaction, after the vaccine. So when I put all that together, I'm like, maybe there was an infection. Now, mind you, most infections you're going to start to see 48, you know, to 72 hours. It takes a while for bacteria to grow and multiply. And so, yes, the redness could be a sign that the body's trying to fight an infection, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have one or you're not able to fight it. So if I were you and you have a red spot on the vaccine where the vaccine was given, again, when in doubt, get it checked out, because I don't want to misdiagnose over the phone. But if it happened within hours of you getting the shot or within a day, it's more likely to be just a localized vaccine reaction that'll go away on its own than if it persists, gets worse, comes on days later, then we think that could be an infection. And again, we try to guard against infection because we use alcohol. With the alcohol, they rub it really well. They have to wait for the alcohol to dry. The drying effect of the alcohol kills bacteria, so it has to dry. And then they squeeze the arm, or they don't squeeze the arm, and they inject the vaccine. They tell you not to rub it in. Most of the times with an injection, like a Kenalog shot, you rub it in, not this, because the mRNA and the nanoparticles are so delicate, they don't want you messing with it. And so I anticipate more of these arm reactions because you can't rub it in. Why do people rub it in? You shouldn't rub in a COVID vaccine, but the reason why people in the past would rub when there would be a vaccine, not that you have to do it, there's not really a lot of science behind it, is they wanted to disperse the medication and make sure it didn't collect in one area and cause a vaccine reaction. So when people say, but gosh, I don't get this when I get a flu shot, because a lot of people rub it in. So don't rub this in, just, you know, if it gets red and you see it, then yeah. Guys, keep these questions coming. They're great questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another question is, if you are a snowbird and you live in one county and you go to another state in another county, can you get the vaccine? My answer to that is double check with the health department. From what I understand, you are able to get the vaccine where you are currently living. But I think you still have to double check with the health department that you're going to. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden claims global dynamics have shifted in the past few years. Delivering a virtual speech to the annual Munich Security Conference, Biden says democratic progress is under assault in many parts of the world. He argued that democracy is essential in addressing evolving global challenges.
And I believe that every ounce of my being, that democracy will and must prevail. We must demonstrate that democracy can still deliver for our people in this changed world.
The president also planning to tour Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Michigan today. Millions of Texans are no longer in the dark, but other problems seem to be worsening. Boil water notices are in effect for millions in the Lone Star State as the water isn't safe to drink. People who've gone looking for groceries or bottled water say lines are long and the shelves are mostly bare. USA Radio News. Touchdown confirmed. That was the words NASA was waiting for as the science rover Perseverance landed on the surface of Mars.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes. But then the mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Part of that mission is deploying a 4-pound helicopter named Ingenuity for the first ever flight over another planet. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the criticisms that I was given by one of our listeners, I know one, trust me, I'm sure there are more, but it was how I was going easy on the teachers with what's been going on. CDC school guidelines, suggesting that the teachers don't necessarily have to be vaccinated, get the kids back in school already, get the teachers back in school, and I have kind of stopped short on being on that bandwagon, and I've told you guys why. I am pro students going back to school. I believe a year of kids being out of school is devastating. They're gaining weight, they're having sleep issues, they're not gaining immunity to other infections. So I'm with a lot of you on that, but the reason why I stop short of demanding teachers go back to work is just that. I don't know if you've ever been a teacher, but you need to want to be there. And I fear forcing somebody who doesn't want to be there to be there. I mean, one rule of thumb, if you've ever had a babysitter, is the second you detect that they coming over on a Friday or Saturday night is forcing them to be somewhere they don't want to be because they could have been with their boyfriend or they could have been at a party and instead they're home with your child, You cancel your plans and you don't have the babysitter come over. You do not want anybody who is supposed to not only teach, but nurture, protect, worried about them being there and grumpy and resentful. And so I don't know what the answer is on getting teachers back. Some suggest to stop their benefits. But again, that's now you're again doing coercion. Now, me, having taught students, I love being around students. I was around one of my students. I hear from students every day, and I'm like, yes, let's go to coffee. I love to teach. You know, even if I'm not teaching in a classroom anymore, I still reach out, talk to students probably almost every day. So as far as I'm concerned, I just live for when I get to be around students. But a concern I have is the longer somebody is away from work and they're at home and they get to go to the bathroom whenever they get to go to the bathroom, they don't have to wear Spanx and, you know, clothes. They could be more comfortable because they're only being seen from the waist up. Trust me, what I wear at home is a heck of a lot more comfortable than I wear outside. I don't have to be in heels when I'm outside. As I'm outside, when I'm home, I get to be in slippers or barefoot. I love being barefoot. So the longer teachers are working from home, the less enthusiastic many of them may be to get back. Now, some teachers are like, get me back. Get my kid back in school. Get me back in the classroom. I miss my babies. But a lot of them, no. And they tell me. And they go, I don't want to get sick. And I ask them, I go, do you think you could ever go back? Yes, if COVID is gone, I could go back. Well, I don't think COVID will be gone forever. Plus, this isn't just about COVID. There's flu. There's tuberculosis, there's MRSA, there's staph, there's strep, there's all sorts of pathogens, ringworm, you're exposed to as a teacher. And so I urge teachers, and I get that, you know, COVID is scary, and you would be bombarded with 30 kids in your classroom, unless, of course, they were able to figure out how they were going to deal with social distancing and all that. And I get how you could be at risk. And I told you, the reason why I supported schools not reopening last fall is I just had the feeling that in my neck of the woods, like a light switch, they'd be closed again. And that would be more harmful for the students and more harmful for the economy. So once I saw that the teachers, and I'm online, and so I see their groups, their Facebook groups, once I saw, and it wasn't a, I'm nervous. It was a, like, you know, heck no. I mean, it was an anger. I was hearing things come out of teachers' mouths that you didn't think was possible. And you don't want somebody like that taking care of your child reluctantly, or maybe even ever. A lot of nice teachers out there, but boy, are they mad. They're mad at the school districts, they're mad that they have to go back. Now, healthcare workers have had a different attitude. Not all of them, though. Many healthcare workers that were in private practices, they didn't want to go back. And they told their doctors. And they told their medical facilities, nope, too dangerous, I'm not going back. Those who could get unemployment stayed on unemployment. Those who were told, look, you're refusing work, we offered you your job back, right? You know, sign here that you refused work. Some of them were like, nah, you know what, I'll come back. But for the most part, the majority of healthcare workers in the hospitals and medical facilities, they still worked. And maybe it's because, and I know people don't believe that there's a lot of altruism and, you know, but, you know, do-gooders. But to be honest, for those of us in the medical community, this is kind of what we were born to do. Our job, unless you are burned out and you hate medicine, the concept of, all right, well, we have people sick with COVID didn't deter you from going to work, because that's why you go to work. And many people in the medical community were like, we've dealt with worse than COVID. You know, my husband still saw patients. I'm still in his office. I'm seeing disability patients. COVID is scary, but there's scarier things out there. So if I went to work when I knew there was a patient who had tuberculosis, or if I got stuck with needles that could have been infected with HIV or hepatitis, hard to explain why I wouldn't go to work because of coronavirus. So, yeah, grocery store workers. I don't know what drove them to go to work, but God bless them. Because they're still, in the middle of a pandemic, they are still working at the grocery store. It's not that they're making buku bucks. Hopefully they're getting some sort of hazard pay. But they kept working. Now, unfortunately, many of the grocery store workers, which is what the Biden administration wants to fix, although that could cause a huge domino effect, many of them felt that if they did quit, they wouldn't get unemployment because they had a job, and they chose not to go to the job. And that was a huge disparity, where you had people who wanted to work that couldn't. You had people that really didn't want to work and wanted to stay home that couldn't. And so there was a huge disconnect there. But, you know, when it comes to the school, and it comes to teachers' unions, and, you know, if a teacher union is saying, look, we have to be COVID-free, that's not going to happen. Now, if a teacher's union says, we want to make sure our teachers are safe, have PPE, you know, are able to, you know, call out if they need to call out, that's reasonable. Have access to the vaccine, that's reasonable. But one thing I'm seeing is some of these unions are making such demands that it's financially impossible to comply. And then the teachers don't go back. Well, those of us who are taxpayers, we do wonder why a lot of the private schools and Catholic schools are staying open. Teachers aren't dying of COVID to the degree that everybody said they would. Kids aren't dying of COVID. And the Catholic schools are able to move on and do it. So I don't know what the answer is. But like I said, I would not force anybody to come back that doesn't want to be there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we get asked every probably week or so, does packaging and food bring in COVID? Governor Cuomo, that is press conference, has suggested that some of the nursing home deaths happened because of food delivery and people coming in and people from the outside, exposing those on the inside. He's not 1,000% wrong, but it's, we think that the money was at where people who were sick were sent back who had COVID. A sick patient usually, unfortunately, can carry it for a while. So, when it comes to food and packaging, U.S. officials are saying food and packaging are highly unlikely to transmit COVID. This is something we have discussed throughout the pandemic, because people will order DoorDash or Uber Eats or Amazon, and it's touched by other people. And now you're touching something that was touched by somebody else. Maybe multiple people were involved in that packaging. And are you getting germs? So the U.S. and international health experts, apologize, having computer issues, said there is no evidence of transmission of the coronavirus via food or food packaging, although some scientific studies have identified COVID-19 particles on food packaging. They say most of that research is finding the genetic fingerprint of the virus, not necessarily live virus that can result in human infection. So what that means is, COVID, we don't believe could live on a cardboard box that long. There was a study that looked at cruise ships, and one found COVID to live 17 days on a surface. But between the transport of what happens with these boxes, it's rare that the COVID virus could still be alive. They might see remnants of COVID on the box, which to me means, yeah, there's contamination possible, but they don't believe people are getting COVID from their packaging. Now, some of you are skeptical because the numbers keep showing that the majority of people who are getting COVID aren't going to the movie theaters because movie theaters closed. They're not going to a concert. They're not going to a political rally. They're home. The majority of people getting COVID are home. So if they're home and they're working from home, and the only way they're getting their groceries is deliveries, some of you are thinking, well, then, if they got COVID, maybe it was from that. So I get that you're skeptical, but according to top U.S. food and health officials, they said it's been a little more than a year into the global COVID-19 pandemic, and there's still no credible evidence that people could catch the virus from food or food packaging. Now, they said there have been some scientific studies that have identified particles, and they say transmission of the virus via food or food packaging is unlikely because the amount of virus particles that a person could theoretically pick up by touching a contaminated surface isn't enough to generate an infection via oral inhalation. Now, mind you, you could still get it through your eyes if you rub your eyes, which is why I try not to touch your face. Health experts around the world have reached similar conclusions. They say despite the billions of meals and food packages handled since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, to date, there has not been any evidence that food, food packaging, or food handling is a source or important transmission route for SARS-CoV-2 resulting in COVID-19. All right? So, luckily, so far so good, but I get that people are concerned. I would be too. So do we have any kind of good news on the COVID front? Well, there's a nasal spray that they think might be effective at preventing COVID. They said Jews who were at a religious festival in Israel last year used this nasal spray Tafix. And the Tafix coats the inside of the nose to stop the infection. And the spray is about maybe, I don't know, $75, $80, sold in a pack of four. And it coats the nose in an acidic powder that makes it difficult for viral particles to penetrate. Now, this was in the city of Bnei Barak, 4 miles east of Tel Aviv. And it saw the infection rate soar from 18% of the population to 28% following the Jewish New Year last September, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. But among a small group of Orthodox Jews who were given the nasal spray, which is available in the UK on Amazon, none contracted the disease. They say makers of the nasal spray, Nasus Pharma, along with scientists from the University of Haifa and the University of Virginia, looked at 243 people. Of the 81 worshippers who agreed and used the spray correctly every 5 hours, none got infected. In the rest of the group, 16, including two who didn't follow the proper dosing regimen. Oh, 16 did get infected, and included two who didn't do the regimen correctly. So they say, despite not being subject to the same rigor as a controlled scientific study, it does provide a real-world test of the spray. Some scientists think this could be good. You have a lot of people that still cannot get the vaccine. So maybe they could protect themselves with a spray. I'd like to know more about it before I start to recommend it, but it's interesting. They say researchers warn the nasal spray is not a substitution for face masks or social isolation and should be used as an addition. Apparently, each spray has about 200 pumps. So if you have to do it five times a day, or four or five times a day, that gives you 50 days, maybe 40, 50 days. It recommends people use a few minutes prior to entering public spaces. It's supposed to block 97% of airborne viruses in the nasal cavity, the air-filled space. Now, that's fantastic news. The only reason why I am not overwhelmed by this report is I think a lot of us breathe COVID in through our mouths. And so you really can't coat your lung linings. And we know you could get it from touching your face, your eyes, but I do like the extra layer of protection. Public health officials were very concerned about the risk of COVID last September when the Rosh Hashanah holiday approached. And some of you would ask, you know, me being Jewish, you know, why didn't Jews stay home? I stayed home. I did some prayers through Zoom, but it just didn't. It wasn't the same. And I think the reason why is this holiday is, as you know, many of our holidays and much of our beliefs, for Jews, this is one of the deepest, and we are supposed to reflect, repent, Yom Kippur, fast for 24 hours, and you're not supposed to be home. You're supposed to be in prayer. And when you're that religious, you can't halfway it. And being on a computer Zooming almost felt like a sin. And Jews thought that they would be protected because if, you know, this is something that God wants us to do, the last thing he's going to do is have us plagued by going to pray. Even though many people who were, you know, unfortunately religious lost their lives for centuries, depending on whatever they worshipped. So the fast also, it's kind of difficult. See, for me, when I do my 24-hour fast, I do have to do it a little differently. Rather than starting at 6 at night and then going, that's kind of a 25-hour fast, going till 7 the next day, I start at about 1 in the afternoon so I can end it at 1 in the afternoon the next day. For some reason, it just kind of works better with my system. And I know I feel guilty when I do it. But, you know, for me, I'm able, the flexibility helps me be more pious. But you're really supposed to do things. There's a lot of rituals and there's a lot of things we do. And you need to be by the Torah. You need the Torah. It's very hard to do by Zoom. You could do it, but it's not ideal. And when this is the holiday where you're supposed to repent and cleanse and, you know, if you're not doing it right, you really can't make it up. So, you know, it was definitely a challenge. But this nasal study, pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. By the way, there is a report that coronavirus is spreading among young children. We think it might be one of the variants. We'll keep you guys posted on that as well. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.